This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the news and cues you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, yesterday turned out to be a session where we had the Sensex and the Nifty, which ended 1% lower after a sharp intraday fall. We had the likes of Reliance, HDFC Twins and Kotak Mahindra Bank, which dragged the Nifty by around 110 odd points. In terms of flows, however, it was positive because we had the FIIs net buy around 1,359 odd crores. But the FIIs continued to sell, albeit in a smaller amount in the debt market by around 280 odd crores. In terms of the global cues, we have the US markets which ended lower, we have Asia which is lower, and the SGX which is indicating a gap down opening of around 0.7%. Brent crude, which is currently trading at around $28 per barrel. In terms of result reactions, we have Wipro which missed estimates on revenue and margins and no guidance citing uncertainty. In fact, we have a lot of numbers to watch out for in the next couple of days. So we have TCS today, we have HDFC Bank on Saturday and ACC next Tuesday. A couple of macros to watch out for as well. The trade deficit for the month of March came in at around 9.76 billion. And we have the RBI, which has said that the FPI investment cap for gilts and state bonds to remain unchanged for FY21. In terms of a couple of stocks to watch out for the FMCG space because that was one of the key sectoral gainers yesterday. Also, watch out for stocks from the aviation space. We had comments from Go Air saying that they're looking to restart flight operations in phases from May 4th onwards. Well, that's all the time that we have on this podcast. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news and updates. This podcast is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.